Enterprises presents The Sultry Dalek, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Episode 2, Paradise of the Daleks.
Dear Diary, Day 27 of Dalek Month Chaos 2. Today, we, the Daleks, successfully destroyed the pudgy-wudgy ding-dongs of Camelon 5, a cute and furry little intelligent race of rodents who, with their very cuteness, spread joy and peace throughout the cosmos. This, we Daleks could not stand for. Had they been ugly, odorous, and unpleasant creatures, well, we still would have wiped them out just for being unlike our naturally perfect selves. But it would have been a much less pleasant task. But we exterminated those cute little fuzzies with extreme prejudice. It was a good day to be a Dalek. However, it was not so much a good day to be a pudgy-wudgy ding-dong. But that's just the way things go. Anyway, I digress. I have finally earned enough vacation pay to take that trip to the Mines of Death on the doomed planet of Krakatoa. I can't wait to get there and watch the slave races of the nine galaxies suffer as they work themselves to death mining the ultra-radiated glow rocks of doom which power Dalek warships. Oh, to hear the screams of agony from those inflicted with the bleeding pus-filled lesions that cover at least 80% of the organic body of any being who happens to not have the fortune of being encased in Dalek armor when exposed for long periods of time to the glow rocks of doom. Oh, what a sight that will be to behold. It will do my black heart good. From there, I shall venture forth into the great pulsating quasar of eternal damnation, within which we imprison our greatest enemies, such as the cuddly bunny rabbits of the cute and sweet planet of Cuddlies 3. Of course, we utterly destroyed the cute and sweet cuddly planets 1 and 2 millennia ago, during the Great Wars of Cuddliness, or, as we Daleks call it, the Great Purging of all things cute and cuddly. What a victorious campaign that was. Oh, to have been more than a mere squidgy infantling when those amazing battles took place. But I suppose it just wasn't to be. Still, it would be nice to visit the place where such horrendous enemies of the Daleks suffered an eternity of merciless pain and suffering, and to hear the screams of agony that those sweet little obnoxious bunnies so richly deserve for being so damned cute and cuddly. It would do my Dalek heart good to see them writhe in agony in their torturous torment. Oh, what a place for a vacation. Yes, that is indeed the very definition of paradise to a Dalek. A place of true dread and utter misfortune and hopelessness. This will truly be a vacation to remember. Now, if only my dearest one Helen can join me, it would be a perfectly dreadful vacation. Only kidding about the dreadful part.
Sultry Dalek, Episode 2, Paradise of the Daleks, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, starring as the Sultry Dalek, Victor O'Reilly's, title and incidental music by the BBC, Murray Gold and K. Kevin MacLeod. Post-production and sound design by Victor Aurelius. Executive producer, Jonathan Patrick Russell. Script editor, Jonathan Patrick Russell. Director, Jonathan Patrick Russell. Copyright, Dream Realm Enterprises, 2014.